take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 5. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to be kind? Is kindness the same thing as being nice? What does fake look like? I was confronted this week by our pastor, who was encouraging us not to be nice. Why, this sounded so very absurd to me at first. He went on to say that nice is only a veneer. You can be nice to someone, but hold hate in your heart for them, where kindness, on the other hand, is an action. It's being willing to adjust your behavior to let others know that you love them. I sat and stood on this for a while. There were definitely people in my life I was, quote unquote, nice to. Or for lack of a better term, I put up with them. A smile on my face, I dreaded seeing them, that kind of thing. Y'all ever been there? Kindness is service from a place of strength, and those of us who are strong ought to serve those who are weak. This is very opposite what the world wants you to think. You could serve others spiritually, emotionally, or monetarily. What are the strengths and gifts God has given you? When I think about God, I think about His kindness. The Bible says, when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. Whose mercy? His mercy, the scripture says. So we have zero control of this. No room to brag or boast in our current positions. I think we would do good to remember it is not by our works we are saved, as if to earn our way to heaven. Rather, it's by His mercy toward us. In a world where people think they are in control, the Lord reminds us who really is, who it is that gives us our very breath. Kindness is initiated from a position of humility. It takes a great strength to be intentionally thoughtful. Lord Jesus, help us to show kindness in word and deed today. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.